And I want to say this. I believe we must wake up. We have got to wake up to the urgency of the season and the hour in which we live.
I see the Lord, and is a terrain that fills the temple.
We have got to come to grips with the fact that this Jesus whom we claim to serve is coming back to this planet. And it's going to be an incredible, a fascinating thing that this one Jesus is going to come back and institute. He will institute a kingdom in which everlasting righteousness will be instituted all across the planet. Our Jesus, are our hearts prepared to face the reality of the days, the turmoil and the tension of the days to come leading up to the soon return of Jesus? Are we prepared and are we aware, or are we like that generation, not discerning the hour and the time? It's a hard question. It's a hard word.
And I see the Lord, and his hair is as white as the snow.
So I want to give a strong call that we must comprehend the season in which we live. We must comprehend the urgency of the hour. We must become as sons of Issachar, being able to discern the time and then act appropriately and accordingly based on the time and the season in which we live.
Holy, holy is the Lord. The angel came.
And I believe for us to have proper perspective on the time in which we live, we have got to come to the place where we humble ourselves and we say, we don't know you the way we want to. We don't know you the way we think we know you, God. We must know you in this hour and in this season. We must come to reality in the knowledge of who you are. See, the Bible talks about this. It talks about that your heart may abound in love, that when Jesus appears, you won't be offended. Well, what would be offended about the Lord coming? Isaiah 63 would be offensive. The fact that when he comes, he slays nations and his garments are whelmed with blood. This one who's passionately, radically in love with you is also going to judge the nations, and there's no contradiction in him. Jeremiah 9:14 says, he loves judgment, he delights in judgment, and he delights in loving kindness all at the same time. There are many attributes of God, and none of them are with contradiction. He is totally the judge and totally the passionate bridegroom all at one time. Judgment will come upon this planet in a very severe way. The book of Revelation outlines 19 very severe judgments that hit our planet. And it's a day yet to come. There's going to be a storm of power on the kingdom of God and a storm of wrath on the world. Romans 2:5 says this, that people that are sinning, that are going away from God, that they're treasuring up wrath for the day of God. They are storing up. Somewhere in the mind of God, there's a storehouse of wrath in the sin of the men and the women he's created is filling that storehouse with wrath to be measured back upon this planet. This God that's ferociously, passionately in love with you, he's the same God that will judge men who have given themselves over to sin. This Jesus that burns with eyes of fire, of passionate love, he's also the judge of the planet. and he will slay those that have joined themselves irreparably to sin in that day. There's a storm coming. Hear me. There's a storm coming of revival, and there's a storm coming of judgment. And I fear that we're in a place right now just like they were in the days when Jesus first walked the planet, and they did not discern the time in which they lived. The house of prayer was in shambles. It had become a place of entertainment and finance. Does that sound like anything you've seen in the church today? And they did not discern Messiah when he was there before them. We must wake up to the reality of the day in which we live.
All I once held dear, built my life upon. All this world reveres and wants to hold. All I once thought gain, I have
And I believe the generation in which you live, God is unlocking thunder to put in the mouth of messengers so that they can stand in confidence and boldness and thunder forth the word of God with authority and clarity, and that when they speak forth like a trumpet, hearts of men and women will quake under the authority of it. I believe we're going to come into a day where we're going to see preachers stand in apostolic power, and even not preachers, just people stand in apostolic power, and when they say the word of the Lord, people will crumble before them because of thunder that's in their mouth. So he's placing thunder in the mouths of messengers, and then finally he's going to command it to strike. He's going to command lightning to strike. He's going to thunder forth the reality of the season. See, the thunder tells you the storm is coming. When messengers stand and thunder a message, it's to tell you the thunder goes off and we go, hey, do you hear that thunder in the distance? The storm's coming. So he puts thunder in the mouths of messengers because there's a day in which the Lord is prepared that God will command and it will strike the storm that he's prepared. Do you understand? Do you comprehend the possibilities of the time in which you're alive? This is not something we take lightly and just do on the go. You know what I'm saying? This isn't something where we just go, well, you know, I'm kind of wrapped up in my Western mentality. I kind of like my 2-car payments and my big fat house and my nice paycheck. Just got to keep living this way. This is a season where we take real inventory by the Spirit of the Lord. I'm not talking about, you know, introspection that leads to condemnation. I'm saying you lay yourself before God and you say, you know what, Lord, it's all yours anyway. What do you want me to hang on to? Because the season in which we live, God, I understand it's a serious season. Coming to an end. So what does that mean for us? God wants to put thunder in mouths, and he's covering his hands with lightning, and he's going to command it to strike in his sovereign timing. What does that mean for us right now? That means this: we have got to set ourselves before the Lord. You're The most wise place you can find yourself right now is kind of cultivating a lifestyle of intimacy and the knowledge of God. And it will be mocked and disdained. Mary of Bethany goes in a very uncool situation. She goes into the boys' club and pours $30,000 of perfume on Jesus' feet. That looks weird. And all the disciples, not the world, the disciples mock her for her devotion and her extravagance. Isn't it an interesting reality? Jesus knew their heart. He knew what they would say. And he let the scorn come. He let the scoffing come. He could have shut their mouths before they said a thing. But instead, there's Mary with extravagant worship, pouring out her oil on Jesus' feet. And they start disdaining her. The disciples, the ones who thought they knew God. Above all thrones, the most wise thing we can do right now is cultivate a prayer life. And it's not going to come without a price, and it's not going to come without some scorning and some mockery. But it's a season in which we must take account for the day in which we live. We must face it with soberness and say, is this the season and the time in which you will return, Lord Jesus? And if it is, God, help me prepare my heart. I like what Daniel said in verse 3 of chapter 9. I'm coming to a close. He said this: I set my face toward the Lord to make request by prayer and supplications with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. He set his face toward God. How many of us can say that we have set our face in an aggressive stance toward the Lord to hear from the Lord? What will he say to me? He said, I set my face toward God. I wanted to gaze at God to hear what God would say to me. He said, so I would make requests to know the season and the hour in which I live. Daniel 9, he realized he was coming to the end of the 7-year captivity. And he said, I set my face to God because I wanted to know the season and the hour in which I live. Will you set your face to God to find out the season and hour in which you live? He said, I made requests by supplication and prayer. It was an intimate act and an intercessory act all at one time. And I believe for us to have proper perspective on the time in which we live, we have got to come to the place where we humble ourselves and we say, we don't know you the way we want to. We don't know you the way we think we know you, God. We must know you in this hour and in this season. He is totally the judge and totally the passionate bridegroom all at one time. Like a rose trampled on the ground, you took the fall and thought of me.